have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday, June 18, 2025. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. This question is so deep. Make you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. It is an amazing question. For those who want to overcome their hell, their misery, their suffering, inwardly suffering, is for you. Those who want to know themselves, it's not for everybody, and most people want. So I want to encourage you, let the world go to hell. Let them just descend into hell, and you don't, there's nothing you can do about it. All right? Stop it. So the biblical question, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right. For some reason, I feel like that's not quite right. Yeah, it is. jesseleepeterson.com/show. You black. And if you can podcast the show, but let's say you just don't have time to sit and run around with it. Sit and watch it because you have running around things you have to do. But you like to sit and watch it, and you're like, oh, God, I wish I could hear it as it is happening. Fret not. You can. You can call the listen line on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the whole round world. And for the flat earther, flat world. Okay, we'll let y'all have y'all flat earther. What the? You can listen on the flat earth as well. All the way up and down the flat earth, up and down it. But for those who live in a round world, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. And support us on social media. What the? Apparently, I have to remind people. We're on jesseleepeterson.com, on Instagram, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, not .com. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, po.net/Jesse Lee Peterson, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Christ is King. And JLP Talk on X. All right. I want you to know, and I've said it over and over again, over and over again, that human nature, human beings are evil. There's nothing good in human nature. You couldn't find it if you tried. I had a young man call the show yesterday, and I believe he was the first timer. And he was like, my mother is so good. She's so kind. She's so sweet. She's so giving. She's so such a helpful person. I'm like, really? I asked him to name something good about his mother. He named those things. Everything he named were evil. I was like, what the? Name something good. And by the end of the conversation, he realized, what the? And hopefully he's helped by that. There's nothing good in human nature. That's why you got to overcome it if you want to be free of it. But most people love their human nature. Human beings have no love. They only have fear. Human beings have no light. They only have darkness. Human beings are not awake. They're all sleeping. Human beings are blind, but they think that they can see. Isn't that amazing? Human beings call hate love and love hate. And then have no real gratitude. They don't, you hear them, especially the Christians, they say, oh, I feel God. But they don't feel God. What the? I want to give you an example here of an evil, nasty, wicked female. Ungrateful, wicked to the core female, which should not be in our country. And she definitely should not be in our government. She should not have a position as a politician or anything in the American government. This woman is evil. She's the same female that America gave a home to by allowing her to come here under this idea that she was a refugee. She claimed to be a refugee, and America said, come on in. And she came into our country with the same evil ideas about America. Think about that. And Americans are so out to lunch, they voted this enemy of America into government. And then I guess she could be like a lawmaker, all that kind of stuff. This is why I say you get the type of government you deserve. You voted in this female, and you're getting what you deserve. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Well, it's not going to even get better. What the? You know, that's a saying, get worse before it get better. It's not going to get better. Now, it'll get better for the individual who overcome the world. It could be better for you, but it's not going to get better for the world. I want you to think about this. Think about this. Ilhan, whatever her name is, is a black female who America, who claimed to be from in a country where she needed to be saved from. And America said, come on in. I say we should never have foreigners running our government, but okay. And they let her in. And she hates America. She's never on the side of America. Think about this. There was a parade, a 250 parade, year parade celebration for the military, for the Army. And Ilhan, whatever her name is, doesn't matter, hated it. She did not like it at all. And she's from Somalia, I believe. At least she was born in Somalia. Just think about that. We let a Somalian come into our country. And then there are people who are upset that we let a handful of white Americans come into their own country, because white people built the greatest country. People are mad about that, but not mad that you let this black female who hate America after America gave her a place of safety. And she turned on the country. There should be somebody in government who can have a voting thing there on the table and get rid of this woman. From government, at least. She's the same woman that when the 9/11 thing happened. No, not the 9/11. The attack, I think. Was that the attack when she said something happened somewhere?
That was 9/11.
That was 9/11. Something happened somewhere. And she was speaking to that organization called CARE. And you know CARE hate America. It's hard for me to believe that these CARE is in our country. And they are so anti-American, not even funny. So Ilhan, whatever you want to call her, Somalian female. Some people did something. Some people did something speaking to CARE. CARE is the Center for American Islamic Relations in our country. Why don't you go over there and be Center for Islamic Relations? Y'all need it over there. If ever you need a relationship, you need what you need it over there. What you doing over here when you need it over there? Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. I interviewed people from CARE. It was a mess. But Ilhan Omar, in our country, as a refugee, no wonder Trump sent them all back. As many as he can. And these people fighting to prevent that from happening because they want mess in this country. They want you afraid. They want you living in fear. And they want you unarmed, meaning so that you can't protect yourself. And you vote for them. Who's crazier, the voter or the votee? Who's crazier? How can anyone vote for this female to be in our government? Think about that. And she wear a head rag every day. And you're not supposed to wear a head rag every day because it dries your hair out. And then your hair fall out once it dries out. But this female in America wearing a head rag every day in our government. But this female, Ilhan, whatever her name is, did not like the fact we celebrated 250 years of our military. The people who made it possible for her to live freely in America. Sky News is reporting. Far left U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, or Ilhan, or wherever she want to be, has been blasted online for claiming America is turning into one of the worst countries. So if this is the worst country, why don't she go back to the best country? Why is she here? If this is the worst country, why does she need it saved, to be saved from Somalia or whatever country she was in? Why? If this is the worst one? You went from a good country to a worse country? And what is keeping you here? You can always go back home. Or somewhere. You don't have to stay. You're not stuck here. Follow Rosie O'Donnell. Wherever she went. Watch this from Sky News.
To be coming out of our country. I mean, I grew up in a dictatorship. And I don't even remember ever witnessing anything like that. To have a democracy, a beacon of hope for the world to now be turned into one of the worst countries where the military are in our streets without any regard for people's constitutional rights, while our president spending millions of dollars propping himself up like a failed dictator with a military parade.
Go figure. One of the worst countries, she said. The military made it possible for her to be here. And she said thank you by saying you're the worst thing in the street. It was a parade, remind you. It was a parade that all Americans should have been celebrating. And it was so white. It was beautiful, the parade. And white people out there, it was so white. Because white people know how to celebrate and appreciate America. It reminds me of the good old days when I would see them on the 4th of July and out celebrating, happy and grinning and taking time off from their hard work or hard education. And they were celebrating. White people love a first-hand life, first-class life. And they were out there celebrating the military. And while Ilhan up there bitching about it, a black female who white people brought into their country. And she's saying that this is the worst country, one of the worst. So the country she left under this idea that she was a refugee, that wasn't the worst? You never seen a dictator before? Why they vote for this female? I'm asking the anchorman because anchorman been out there with the folks. He been like on the front line, like the military.
Yeah, I heard you say, like, I just don't know how people could vote for her. And I thought I'd point out something obvious about Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, which she represents. This is from Ballotpedia and Wikipedia. They have a concentration of Somali Americans, they call them. They have a concentration of Somalian people and Muslim people.
Really?
To visualize it, 1 in 7 Somalis in the whole country are in this one district.
Whoa.
I think you could start there.
That's a little Somalian town now. That's crazy. That's in Michigan?
They simply voted for her because they...
Where is that? Yeah. Minnesota, you say?
The 5th Congressional District of Minnesota.
And don't they have like a little Somalian town in Michigan too somewhere? Or maybe I'm thinking Muslim. Allah Abba.
I'm not sure, but I've definitely heard of the collection of Muslims in Minnesota.
That is crazy. What went wrong? What went wrong, America? This black female, now you see why I say you don't want black people to take over your government? Your government, they're going to rule over you like they're doing South Africa right now, over the whites there. And there is a genocide upon the whites in Africa. South Africa, they're coming here. It's here already. It's in the making. That's why Ilhan, whatever her name is, she can say that openly on TV. She knows you're not going to do anything because she's going to create, oh, you're racist. Oh, you hate women. You're that, and you're going to back down. Well, I won't back down. I won't be turned around. But you back down. How can you win a war if you back down during the war? How can you overcome fear if you back down from the fear? You overcome fear by going through the fear. You overcome fear in your weakness. You can't wait until you get strong and then I'm going to go be brave. You be strong in your weakness and help me come. This is absolutely insane that this black female from a foreign country, a so-called refugee, is in government. She's like a Congress job or something like that. And she's in our government and the enemy of America. There's another one from Allahu Akbar country. What's her name?
Rashida Tlaib.
Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib.
She's another American-hated female in our government. How did that happen? She's from Palestine, right? How did that happen? No wonder those Palestinians can come here and say death to America. They can chant death to America. And God forbid, and I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong on this one. If America go to war with Iran, what they're feeling in Israel, it's going to be happening here in America. You can expect suicide bombing, all kind of destruction coming. Because these people have no love for America. Even the ones that live here don't love America. Ileanne is a proof of that. And you voted for her. I remember that Tlaib female from Palestine, Allahu Akbar country, she said, we're going to impeach the MFers. Talking about Donald Trump, the great white hope. We're going to impeach the MFer. She said this about Trump when she first got elected. That's from CBS or CBN. I mean, CBS News. CBS News. We're going to impeach the MFer, a foreigner in our government. She said that back in 2019. How did this, talking about being asleep at the wheel, you vote in the enemy to run your government. It was bad enough to be voting in black American females and black American liberal males. You voted in a foreigner who hate America. What kind of information is she giving to our enemies? What is she saying to them? I don't know, but would you trust that she's not telling them information? Inside scoops. I don't know, but I've been told Jesus passed through Jericho. Amazing. And one other quick thing here before I go to break and get to your calls and super chats. Was this driver, and this is a question, right or wrong? And should this driver be punished or not? Really, I want to know from you, Americans and foreigners, illegally, all of y'all. Was this driver right or wrong, and should he be punished? This is from KTLA. Police have arrested a man who they say drove through a crowd of protesters and seriously injured a woman during a weekend demonstration in downtown Riverside. Watch this first soundbite from X. That's amazing, right? Oh, my God. They hit somebody. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Not, oh, my God, this driver just seemed to be driving, going about his business down the street. These idiot protesters, they appear to have attacked his car first, hitting hit the window with something and everything. And he decided, it appears that he decided he's going to protect himself. And they're yelling, oh, my God, what is this? Not, oh, my God, they have attacked somebody, an innocent person who appears to be just driving by. They're not, oh, my God, I can't believe we're attacking this man's car. These people putting their lives on the line. They're not a part of this mess, it seems. That's not, oh, my God. Oh, my God, these people protecting themselves. Is that wrong or right? Well, the driver was arrested, along with the female passenger. Watch this from KTLA.
A man and woman have been arrested in connection with a hit-and-run crash during a protest in Riverside that left a woman in critical condition. Police say Russell Allen Prentice was arrested for intentionally driving his SUV into a group of No Kings Day demonstrators Saturday night, seriously injuring a woman, then leaving the scene. That victim, 21-year-old Alexa Carrasco, was rushed to Riverside Community Hospital, suffering from broken bones, several skull fractures. She remains in critical condition. Candace Wenzel is accused of helping the suspect destroy evidence after the attack. Both Wenzel and Prentice were arrested yesterday and booked into the Robert Presley Detention Center.
Should these people be charged for trying to, it appears that they're trying to protect themselves from the mob that seemed to have attacked them in their car, and they seem to be just driving by? Should they be punished, or should the people who attacked the car, the people, be punished? Talk about an inmate running an insane asylum. I dare you to go down to Florida with that mess and see what happens. They said down in Florida, if you attack people in their cars, you run over these people. Don't sit there and let yourself be hurt by these people. These are evil people protesting anyway. Rioting. That's not a protest. First of all, protests carry American flags, not enemy flags. Do you think these people are wrong, the drivers? These rioters were blocking traffic, putting everybody's life in danger. Everyone. The American law is not protecting the innocent anymore. It only protects the criminals. I want my country back. I know I'm saying that, but I know it's not coming back. Bring back. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. But America's not coming back. You can bank on that. But yet, you can be free in all of this hell if you overcome the hell inside of you. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E, Report. And he has a guest today. And you know when Hake has guests, the heat goes up. So get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. And then at 11, oh, Lord, not George, Lord, but the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 11, 12, 1, 1, 2 hours. And I forgot to mention, oh, yeah, I told you Hake had a guest today. And it's he's from the Third Rail with Omar on the Iran-Israel war. And he will be taking your calls on that, all right? Third Rail with Omar. Oh, amazing. And then the American Anchor Baby. Did y'all see where the American Anchor Baby over the weekend went down into the fire? And the heat got so hot, he could hardly see the sky for the smoke in his eyes. But he went through the fire. His energy got stronger going through the fire. He was like Donald Trump. The bigger the fire, the stronger he gets. The American Anchor Baby, you don't want to miss it. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Amazing. T-shirts, hats, mugs, hoodies, everything else. Including White History T-shirts. July is White History. We celebrate White History Month here in July because July just feels white. And we're celebrating 250 years of the military. What an amazing time to do it in July. So check out all the merch and then get some Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee. I wonder, did I go down, when I was down there in Alabama, did I pick the coffee beans? I don't remember doing that, but, you know, you never know. But I know the coffee is good. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. Anywhere in the world, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jose out of Ohio. Jose, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, sir.
Hey, Jose.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I had a quick question on the difference between listening and hearing women. What is the difference? I hear you speak on it, to not listen to a woman or you'll suffer.
Oh, I see. You know how women be trying to give men advice? Do this that way, go here, do this and do that. Or you should not move, or you should move, because the men won't make decisions. They won't make their own decisions.
Right on. Yes.
When they do that, just let it go in one ear and out the other.
And it won't cause me to suffer in some type of way.
Right. If you did it that way, you won't suffer. But if you listen to them, you're going to suffer. It's going to be the wrong decision all the time.
And so how can I come about hearing these people, these females?
Just hear the words. Don't be angry, first of all. And hear their words, but then let them go in one ear and out the other.
And that'll get me to just overcome what I need to around them?
Yes. You drop the anger, you're going to be able to be around anyone and have no problems.
Okay.
Are you working? Perfect. Are you doing the silent prayer stuff?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you stay with that. And just watch it. And if you, let's say you're dealing with women and you get mad or whatever, let the anger pass. Don't judge them, because they're doing the best they can do as well. And you'll see that things will change in the way that you deal with them.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Yes, sir. Does this tie into taking control of my life?
Yes.
And okay.
You take control of your life by being aware of what's going on inside of you.
And that's the way I'd be able to take full control of my life?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. I wish you well.
I'm great.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super chat. Super chat.
Nick Klaus over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Hugh Black, what the?
Amazing.
Very nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Martin.
Hugh Black.
Martin, or Martin, is a new member. Welcome on the J.C. Lee Peterson channel. Very cool.
Right on. Thank you.
As is
amazing.
Mondo. Also a JLP show member. Pardon me if I'm butchering your guys' names.
Thank you. Amazing.
Groove and bought a coffee ever since I started waking up last year. Forgiving parents, silent prayer. I realized how evil my mother is each time I visit my parents. I knew she was bad, but man. I had no idea. Mamas really do hate their kids, but I'm learning that has nothing to do with me. Yeah. Thanks for everything, and God bless you all.
Right on. And don't, now that you've forgiven her, hopefully you have, don't judge her. Just realize, just as you couldn't help yourself, she could not help but pass that on to you because her mother did it to her. All right? So don't judge her. She couldn't help herself. Amazing. And you stay with it.
Elias bought a coffee. Jesse, question, what do you call a pregnant slave? Answer, buy one, get one free.
What? What does that mean?
You buy one slave, but she's pregnant, you get two.
Oh, what? No.
Shout out.
Amazing. Shout out.
Thank you.
Elias.
Fazul, three coffees, enjoying my first brew of Punchy's Blacker Than Black coffee. I must say it's rich, smooth, delicious, and just like JLP, blacker than the Ace of Spades. He black.
Good.
As always. Punchy's
Coffee, Rebuilding a Man. Jesse Lee Peterson. Shop. And get your Punchy's Coffee. It is delicious.
And he says, Father, bless JLP. Jesse Crew, and your work at Bond.
Right on. Thank you.
Anthony, with a couple of Cash Apps. Good morning, JLP Show. Wednesday, Jesus walked the earth. God created the earth.
Amazing. Thank you.
JLP, can you explain away suffering without using the Bible? Is it possible, and why? Can you explain away suffering without using the Bible?
Can you explain away suffering?
Yeah, explain, explain it away. I don't know what he. I don't know exactly what he means, what he's getting at.
Be a little clearer. You can either call me at 888-7753. 773.
Very nice. Thank
or
you.
Or call or make it clear on the Super Chat.
David, stay present, 2025.
Nice.
That's the theme / assignment this year.
That's right. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
We'll read more of them later, guys.
Thank you all. I gotta take a quick break. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Mess going on in the world, such as the Iran and Israel war thingamajigger that's going on, Gaza, also a mess going on in Gaza, but our greatest president is handling it the best he can. Be patient and trust the man a little bit, just a touch. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. That's my advice. I don't know, do what you want. It is Wednesday, June 18th, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. All right, this is how you call if you're a boomer or an older millennial or Gen X. And this is how you call if you're a younger millennial, maybe, or a zoomer or a Gen Z is the same thing, Generation Alpha. Or even if you're a baby, Generation Beta, and you can maybe call with the flat phone. Anyway, JLP will be right back to your calls, more super chats, and more great stories. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports our greatest president, Trump, has nominated Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, to a full term as the top federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. The swamp itself. The former Fox News host boosted claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Already serving as interim U.S. attorney. So that's nice. Shout out. Congrats. Hopefully she does a great job. And speaking of great jobs, President Trump reportedly warming to the idea, according to Commie Nonsense Network, of using U.S. military assets to strike Iran nuclear facilities, or Iran nuclear facilities, if that's probably the better pronunciation. Two officials familiar with the ongoing discussions told Commie Nonsense Network. Is that a purposeful leak to scare Iran into saying uncle? I thought the Breitbart said that they said uncle, but they don't seem like they're saying uncle yet. They're not giving up. So I don't know. Anyway, although intelligence assessments showed Iran was not actively pursuing a nuclear weapon, they claim, and was up to 3 years away from being able to produce and deliver one to a target, Trump met with his national security team on Tuesday and spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, whom a lot of you guys hate for some reason. Why? Is he a complainer? I don't know. He seems like pretty manly to me, but I don't know. You can call in. He also took to social media, Trump did, his social media website called truthsocial.com. You can follow the Hake Report over there, by the way. I'm not that active, but I am a little active, to demand Iran's unconditional surrender. All caps. That's what Trump said on Truth Social. It's a truth. And called Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei an easy target. Wow. Trump may have some difficulty selling a war with Iran to the American people, though, because his supporters are split on the issue. In fact, most of his supporters seem like they're not for it. But Trump doesn't even really seem like he's for it necessarily. A poll conducted last year showed more Americans felt China and Russia were major military threats, more major military threats than Iran, 42%. China, 64%. Russia, 59%. Iran, 42%. I don't see any of them as really a challenge. Only 37% of Americans said limiting Iran's power and influence should be a top priority. In the meantime, Israel and Iran continued to trade strikes for a sixth day. What a mess. Anyway, Gaza, dozens of people killed and more than 200 others injured by Israeli fire, according to some accusers, and it may be. On Tuesday, these people were waiting for aid trucks, you know, the people in Gaza, the Palestinians, to arrive in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Palestinian military of health, I can't talk, sorry, reported this. The casualties taken to nearby Nasser Medical Complex. A doctor said it was catastrophic beyond imagination, the influx of dead and wounded. The hospital's morgue is reportedly full, I guess. IDF is aware, investigating the incident, and they try to protect everybody, they say. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Wednesday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And the biblical question, a doozy. A downright doozy question. For those who want to overcome their evil, and human beings are evil, and they live off thrills. They love thrills. Angry thrills, good feeling thrills, angry thrills, revengeful thrills. Whatever thrill, they just love it. That's the nature of evil. But you can overcome. And there are men and women around the world who are seriously working on themselves, and they are overcoming, and it's deep. So stay with it, all right? So the biblical question is for you, for those who want it. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Amazing question, huh? The world and my country, America first, right, is going to get worse. It's not getting better. It's going to get worse. And if you pay attention, really pay attention to what's happening inside of you first, you will see what's going on outside of you. And you will understand, but you won't have fear. You won't have fear. You'll be in the world with no fear. Can you imagine living a life with no fear? As God said, fear is not of God. He does not give you a spirit of fear. So he's not, if you're not getting it from him, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? Drop the anger, you can drop the fear. Really? Amazing. So the Bible question is for you. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats here in a moment. I want to Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It looked like, and I don't know, Donald Trump doesn't want to go to war. But he's clear, the Great White Hope, that he is he's not going to let Iran hold on to that stuff, whatever. What is they fighting over? Nuclear stuff, nuclear power. You can't have it, you can't have it. And that's the only thing he's concerned about, nuclear weapon. Iran, you can't have it. He's making that clear, and he's doing it to protect the world, really, and especially America. Because human nature is evil, and if these people can hold on to nuclear power, I don't tell them what they would do, especially to Israel and America, because they believe that we, Americans, we are the big Satan, and Israel is the small Satan. And why would you let your enemy have such power like that, that they can destroy you? Why? So hopefully we don't go to war. War is not the answer, right? But we'll see what happens. And I know a lot of people, not a lot, but a whole lot of people, not a lot, are upset that the president is trying to protect America. But you voted for him to protect America, and when you have to do what you got to do, you get mad. But what's so amazing to me is that there are people, and I mentioned this yesterday, there are people who are now calling Donald Trump the king. They say he is a king. But they hate the king. They call him a king, and then they hate the king. And they had their so-called key, no key demonstration. And the way that they rioted, it was a riot, it wasn't a demonstration. It's like they need a key. They need somebody to guide them, to show them what to do, where to go, and how to do it. But I'm like blown away that there are people who see Donald Trump as a king, and they're jealous of it. They call him king in the same way that people call Christ king. And if you know that neither person called themselves king, but the people call them kings. And when you read history, history going to say, oh, he called himself a king, or they call him king, so he must have been a king. My country is going out of control, and there are Democrats and other people, even so-called Christian Catholics and others, who are in support of the enemies of America. Did you ever imagine that? And everybody, and they mama and their mama want to be arrested. Now, all of a sudden, everybody want to arrest me. Please arrest me, they say. Come and get me, they say. Arrest me. And they go out and do things in the protest to get arrested. And then they go on TV and talk about how they were arrested. And they cry. And they cry. There was a riot up in Seattle. And during this riot, according to the report, somebody was shot. They were killed. Well, they were shot. I don't know if they were killed or not. NBC News is reporting an innocent bystander. Oh, it was Salt Lake City, not Seattle. My bad. Salt Lake City, not Seattle. My bad. NBC News is reporting an innocent bystander at the No Keys. They call it a demonstration, but rally. I mean, a riot. They say demonstration. In downtown Salt Lake City, was shot and killed on Saturday, police says. Here's the first soundbite from ABC 4. Utah. Watch this.
Police say two people working as event security noticed Gamboa hiding behind a wall fidgeting with an AR-15. When they approached him, he raised the gun at them. One of them fired three shots, hitting Gamboa and killing a bystander.
Go get out of this area!
Chaos. Music stops abruptly just before 8 o'clock, and people flee as three shots ring out.
It could have been one of us. You know, it could have been our girls.
Virginia Castillo and Derek Barney were at the protest, the first they've gone to as a family.
And they were banging, trying to get people to open the door. And this girl opened the door, and I yelled at them, come on, come on. And everybody started rushing in.
They took refuge in Este Pizzeria until they knew it was safe to go home.
I was just reassuring her all night.
They almost didn't go, but wanted their girls to learn to stand up for what they believe in.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people were shocked by how big the crowd was. And that's what it should have been about.
And so they believe in illegal aliens coming to our country, and that they believe that they should be here and it should be just fine. And if the Great White Hope is trying to ship them back, they believe they could be out protesting to stop it. That's what they should believe in? This is what the parents are teaching them? Here's what happened according to the Salt Lake City police chief.
So what happened?
Officers and detectives were flagged down near 100 South, 200 East, and there they found a man later identified as 24-year-old Arturo Gamboa. He had a minor gunshot wound and was hiding in a group of people. At the time of his arrest, officers also recovered an AR-15 style rifle, a gas mask, and a backpack. Gamboa was treated and later booked into jail on a charge of murder.
Chief Brian Redd says at that time, officers also detained two men who were part of the event's peacekeeping team.
These men saw Gamboa separate from the crowd at one point during the march, and moved behind a wall where they noticed him pull out a rifle and begin manipulating it. Gamboa was then confronted by these two men. Witnesses say Gamboa raised the weapon in a firing position and began running toward the crowd. One of the individuals fired three rounds, striking Gamboa and tragically striking the man who later died.
He says no one should be afraid of going to a peaceful demonstration. There are still a lot of questions this investigation is going to have to answer, like what was Gamboa's motivation, plans, political ideology, and more.
Amazing. There's nothing peaceful about that, all right? But human nature, this is hell on earth. And you got to let hell, earth, go to hell. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't worry. You got to stay away from worry. You cannot do anything about it, folks. And it's going to get worse. That's why I try to encourage you to drop the anger. Work on you. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. Work on you. Overcome the world inside of you. You will be able to overcome the world outside of you. Because human beings are wicked. and they're very nasty. They're very, their nature is screwed up. Human beings are wicked, and it's only going to get worse. And the only way that human beings, things will get better for the world, you got to change the heart from hate to love. And you're not going to change that until you admit you are evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. And that's what it is, and it separates you from God. And it doesn't matter that you quote the Bible, go to church, go to Allahu Akbar meetings, go to Mormons meetings, go to Catholic meetings. That's not going to change your heart. It's amazing to me. I do lots of counseling during the week by phone, Skype, or walk-in. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. But you got to be patient because it's so booked up, and we'll get you in there as soon as possible. But the suffering that each human being goes through and are going through is mind-blowing to me. And they don't know. They know, some people do, they know something is wrong, but they don't know that what's really going on, that they're possessed with evil, and that evil is controlling them. It gives them fear and jealousy, revenge, shyness, fear, loneliness, all kinds of things. And the people are suffering. It's amazing to see it. And then it's also amazing to talk to the men and women who are working on themselves, and they're starting to see it because they just didn't know. They weren't told this while growing up before they can completely identify with evil. But you are not in control. Our battle is a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in wicked places inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. You can never trust an angry person. Never trust an angry person. Here's an example. What I'm about to show you is a perfect, and there are many perfect examples, this riot that has happened around the country. These riots are examples of evil. And the interesting thing is, the ones who are out there protesting for or against my country and supporting the enemies, and the ones who are out there protesting against it, it's the same spirit. Why do you need to fight with the world? What good has it done you other than give you a false thrill to fight with the world? Think about that. You've been taught to fight. You growing up, fight. You got to fight for what you want in life, you're told. And that's not true. Black people, the blacks have been told, you got to be smarter than the white man. You got to work harder than the white man. You got to work extra hard if you're black. That's another lie. And they tell their black children, the police, watch out for the police. The police are racist. The police are police brutality. It's another setup for the children. It's just all evil, folks. I want to give you an example of what evil is doing to the family, even more so. This is from Truly. Parents, Jonathan and Anna, have been criticized online for choosing to support their 8-year-old daughter transition from male to female. The weird thing about that, you can never transition from a, your nature. You may change your body part, but you're still the same, male or female. That did not change. It ain't going to change. You can't change that. Now, you may call it something else, but that's not what it is. But anyway, this boy transitioned from male to female, according to the story. Watch this from, you're going to hear, you're going to see where the boy, the father interacting with what they call the daughter now, but it's still the son. Watch this from X.
Hey guys, so Edie wants to do a summer holiday morning routine and get ready with me and show you guys what her skincare is and her room is and how she picks her outfit and all that cool. So that is the skincare element of the video complete. What's next, Edie?
I think I'm gonna do my hair next.
How do you get your hair so wonderful?
Maybe not in the mornings, it doesn't look that wonderful.
Think about that. That's a boy. And according to this story, the couple is from Surrey, Canada. They have four children, including their daughter. That was that boy. They call him a daughter now. Edie, who decided to transition during the lockdown of the global pandemic. And look how the father is doing this to his son. The father is doing this to his son, treated him like he's a girl. Think about the misery that this boy is going to go through as he get older. The conflict within. And the father is acting worse than the mother about it. He's like all into it or pretending to be. And you don't see that person, both of those people are possessed. That they're not in control. No one is in control of their own lives. And there's no such thing you can control your own life. Think about that. The father, who is supposed to be the light of the family, is in darkness. And he's supporting darkness. That boy, little child, doesn't have a chance. This is good versus evil, folks. You can be free, but you got to drop your anger. You got to forgive your mothers and your father. They have set you up, especially the mother. They don't love you. They never have loved you. They have no love. You've been set up by your own parents. Every human being, except for those who are starting to wake up now, just think about this. Your own parents set you up to have a terrible life because they have no love. They have no love. And they have set you up. They have told you, you should live life this way. Go to school. Learn this. Work hard. Fight. Get married. Get into this and get into that and do this. And you do it and you suffer. And you suffer. Your own parents set you up. Every human being on this side of the planet. I mean, on this side of heaven. What a mess. If I was emotional, that would be sad to see that father doing that to his son. His son. And you can kind of see that the son can't stand the father. Even with all that gushing the father doing over him, you can see the son is irritated by the father. You see it? And that's why he wanted to be a girl. He identified with his mother. Gushing. Not gushing. It's gushing if you're black. It's gushing if you're white. But you can see. I want to play that one more time. So maybe now you'll be a little more conscious of what you're looking at. I want you to watch without judgment and see the little irritation in the kid. See the little irritation in the kid. This kid is still not happy with the father. Carrying on like that. So this is out of this man, according to this report, Jonathan, and the mother is Anna. And their little boy, they allowed this to happen because the little boy can do it on his own, have now calling himself a girl. And just, I want you to watch the fakeness in the father, and the little kid is irritated at the father even more so. Watch this from our ex.
Hey guys, so Edie wants to do a summer holiday morning routine and get ready with me and show you guys what her skincare is and her room is and how she picks her outfit and all that cool. So that is the skincare element of the video complete. What's next, Edie?
I'm gonna do my hair next.
How do you get your hair so wonderful?
Maybe not in the mornings, it doesn't look that wonderful.
Amazing. The father acting that way with his son. Now you see evil. Isn't everybody? But you can't overcome it when you stop identifying with it. What a mess. You can be free. You can come out of your prison of your imagination, or you can stay there. It's up to you. What a mess, huh? What a mess. And speaking of kings, if ever liberal states needed a king, they need it now. Just imagine how bad things would be as far as this rioting if Donald Trump was not in charge. Remember Black Lives Matter? Worked in the KKK? Four left liberal radical organizations. They destroyed America and no one stopped it. They didn't call the National Guard or anything. They let those people destroy. That would be happening now if Donald Trump was not in charge. I want to show you an example of why they need a king. And they call Donald Trump king. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obey him. What manner of man is this? The world obeys Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? And now, because Donald Trump was arrested, everybody want to be arrested. Think about that. Before Donald Trump was arrested, you ain't seen politicians being arrested. And now they like begging, please arrest me. I'm going to go out there and do some stupid stuff to make sure you arrest me. Because they think the outcome for them would be the same as it was for Donald Trump. There was another mess in the so-called blue states. This is from CBS Chicago. Willie Matthew Jr., 21 years old, of Madison, Illinois, is facing felony charges including false presentation of a police officer with a weapon. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
Willie Matthews Jr. will remain in custody after the assistant state's attorney says he was impersonating an officer. The judge says it's very concerning that he was bold enough to go into a crowded area with a loaded gun.
Come here. Hundreds attended Thursday's ICE protest, including 21-year-old Willie Matthews Jr. The assistant state's attorney says Chicago police saw him walking up a traffic ramp wearing khaki cargo pants, a black shirt with the words police on the left side of his shirt and his back. They say Matthews also wore a gold special police badge without a name or badge number, a pair of black handcuffs, and a black Taurus handgun holstered. Police approached, and he showed officers a laminated letter. That letter was allegedly an official document of U.S. Department of State letterhead addressed to Mayor Brandon Johnson and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling, indicating he was a sworn peace officer. Matthews claimed the U.S. Department of State and Illinois State Police gave him the authority to observe and report on the behavior of protesters and the police.
That's amazing, huh? Think about that. What influenced that boy to do that? Think about that. Go and pretend to be a police. Dress down for it. Look like it. What do you think influenced him to do that? Now, you black. Appears to be black. Police couldn't confirm he was an officer. His lawyer said someone hired him for the job, but Willie later confessed. Watch this.
Officers reached out to federal special agents with the U.S. Department of State Diplomatic Security Service. They say agents would not hire or contract anyone to monitor protests. He also provided a business card for Operation Menace Society, indicating he was the commanding operations officer. That organization doesn't exist. In custody, officers discovered a loaded gun. Prosecutors say he had a valid FOID card, but was not issued a concealed carry license. Illinois State Police say they never issued a concealed pistol license. The public defender argued he was indeed the victim because he believed he had taken on a new job from a man named Tristan Phillips. Prosecutors say police could not track down that person, and Matthews later confessed Phillips wasn't real. Once again, Matthews will remain detained. His next court hearing is June 23rd in Skokie. Reporting at Layton Criminal Courthouse, Sharday Gray, CBS News, Chicago.
Prosecutors say he also had a badge and documents saying he was part of a special police team at the time of his arrest.
Amazing. What's going on?
Freeing the slaves is one thing.
And it's going to get worse. Back in a moment.
It should be anyhow to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcements, and then I get to your calls and your super chats. Number one, Women's Forum this Thursday night, ladies. Get ready. This year's theme is practice being present. Stay present. And the ladies are on it. Really? And those meetings are, like, deep. So get ready, ladies. This is the third Thursday of the month, and every Thursday tonight for ladies only. And cameos, I do personal shout-outs for you. Whatever the occasion is, shout-outs, birthdays, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, whatever it may be. Happy White History Month, whatever. Get your cameo in by going to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the person you did it for is going to be so happy. It'll be like, what the? Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. And he had a guest today from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. on fire. Energy everywhere. Get ready. What's your guest name?
Third Rail with Omar.
Third Rail with Omar on fire. All right. Amazing. And you can podcast all the fellowships, by the way. We have fellowships on Sunday mornings. You can podcast them. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, you are on the air. Hey, Charles.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles.
Jesse.
Are you on like a speaker or something? Are we having a problem with the phones again? That's him. Hold on, Charles. You have some.
Yeah, hello, Jesse.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
Hello, hello, Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles. Oh, amazing.
Amazing. Always amazing to hear your voice, man.
Thank you. Always amazing.
I just wanted to come in on the fellowship we had on Father's Day Sunday.
Yes.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I listened to it and we were talking about dating. You were talking about dating.
Yes.
And how you spend time on dating and didn't spend any money, just went down to the cafe.
When we were dating, we didn't have to be taking the girls out, spending buku money on food and all that stuff that the men do now. And we would just go to their house and date them, court with them. They call it courting at the time. Or if we hung out downtown sometime, we'd just hang out at the cafe. But we still didn't spend a lot of money like that. It was insane that this happening now.
Right. Yep. Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, I remember the old days, the good old days. You say we walk down to the cafe and maybe drop a quarter in the jukebox or the rock cola, and just sit and have a good time.
Absolutely.
And relax.
You remember the jukebox? Hey, you put money in it and you pick a song and you play.
Yeah.
Nice. I remember that, man. I forgot about that part. What? I do remember that.
Yeah, and then when you said Hirschberg, oh man, my heart just dropped. I said, no, he didn't say Hirschberg, did he? I must have been following you.
Evidently, you grew up in Russell County?
Yes, sir, Hirschberg,
Hirschberg.
Yeah, Russell County.
And Hirschberg is a small town over there in Alabama, right next to Tuskegee Institute.
Yeah. Yeah, right down the road. And we've had the tournaments at Russell County, and during the tournament, you know, waiting for your next game to come up, you would walk down to the cafe.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yep.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, that was a good old day.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. Well, happy Father's Day to you, good, man.
Same to you, Jesse. I appreciate talking to you, and I continue to stay with the silent prayer.
Absolutely.
I do it every morning and night. And to keep me going, keep me present.
Right.
And I really appreciate the show.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
I will. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you,
amazing.
Amazing. From my hometown, Sweet Home, Alabama. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. 3 coffees. Biblical question answer.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
None. He even calls us brethren. Love y'all. P.S. My first pithy coffee? What the?
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
No more thoughts about a coffee. Biblical question.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
I'm still busy looking for myself. Maybe they're hiding in the same place. says no more thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you. Have you ever thought about that? What's the difference between
difference Jesus, or distance?
Distance between Jesus and I.
Jesus and me.
I haven't. It felt that way when I said it.
Nice.
I said it wrong. But have you ever thought about that?
I haven't.
And why not?
That's a weird question to ask. I mean, that's a weird question to try to answer. Not that it's a weird question, right. But how am I supposed to answer why not?
I don't know. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Shout out. No more thoughts. Blunt Wit says, if being a man were easy, then everyone would do it. Be well.
The only way that males would become men and females would become women, they got to overcome their old nature. They got to seek first. We all do. Seek first the kingdom of God in his right way, and he will cause that to happen. You cannot do it of yourself. Of ourselves, we don't know what we want. We can do nothing. It's only the ego stuff that makes you think you can do something. That's why when I suggest to the people that they be still and watch those thoughts and emotions, don't do anything about it. Just let it be. And those that would do that, they realize, I am not in control here. There's nothing I can do. But those who fight with it, they think they can do something about it, and they fight with it, and it makes it harder for them. It gets harder to overcome the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies, all the time about anything, and you cannot do anything about anything. And as soon as you realize that and let go, everything will start to change for the good. Amazing. Thank you.
He shares a movie quote from some man.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to Jesse. Thank you. KOC over on Pilled tips his hat. Pilled.net.
Thank you. On Pilled.
Over on Rumble, the supporters over there, Age of Inversion says this Juneteenth stuff is ridiculous. I thought it was just symbolic, but nope. Bank holiday. People off from work. Trump should have eliminated this stupid quote-unquote holiday.
And what is it?
Juneteenth.
Is that happening right now?
Tomorrow.
Are you serious?
The Women's Forum.
That's the black people that celebrate something like that?
Yeah.
They don't even know what it's about, right?
Right. In Galveston, Texas, they finally were told, oh, by the way, you guys are free now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. according to the story, slavery had ended, but the people up in Galveston, Texas, or some part of Texas, didn't know it. And so they finally found out, and now the black call it Juneteenth. What a mess. But so that's tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, tomorrow is the 19th of June, and they call it Juneteenth.
Why don't they add that with their little Black History Month thing?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it happened on that day or something, and Biden or somebody, quote unquote, maybe the auto pen declared it a national holiday, I think.
Is Trump going to recognize White History Month?
I don't know.
But we told him, we asked him to do it, right?
Right.
We'll see.
Yep.
Maybe he will. You may be surprised. So y'all tweet out, test out, Instagram out, TikTok out to Donald Trump to recognize White History Month. July is White History Month. Ask the president to recognize it. All right? White people need some attention, too. But after all, it is their country. They found it and created the greatest country on this side of heaven. So tweet it out to the president. Thank you.
Thank you, yeah. Age of Inversion. Jaimez, five coffees, biblical question answer. What is the difference between distance between you and Christ?
Yeah.
There is no distance. Jesus is right there. If I want him. And the distance is just an illusion. The devil loves to lie about distance. That's why kids are asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Amazing.
I used to ask, are we almost there?
Amazing. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
Gregatron, it's payday. Here you go. Hey, Jesse, while I'm here, I have a question. Do you think Jasmine Cricket is the granddaughter of the Wicked Witch of the West with a low IQ? They're both tiny and evil.
That's a good question. I have not heard anything like that. I doubt it, but anything is possible, so I don't know. What a mess. I know they have the same dark spirit, though. That's for sure. What a mess. Thank you.
Zit says, maybe this is God's or the Father's way, the gushing father, or gushing if it's your Jesse, to make the boy quit being a girl by being girly with the boy. God works in mysterious ways, says Zit.
When you saw that with the father treating his son in that way,
yeah.
It's not even the mother. They didn't show the mother doing it.
I know.
But the father, what was it like for you to see that?
It was very difficult to watch without judging. It was impossible for me to watch without judging. You told me not to judge.
Right.
But, no, I was really disgusted.
I never imagined that one day a father, I understand a lot of times the mothers go along with it because they're emotional.
Right.
But I never imagined one day a father would be celebrating his son in a dress saying that he's now a girl. And the father would be that happy about it, even though he wasn't happy about it. He's pretending.
True. Yeah, it was all a big show the whole time.
That was crazy. Which was worse?
Because they're influencers now. They're on the internet talking, showing off. What's that?
Which was most difficult to watch? Remember yesterday we played this soundbite where this fat woman got in the way of a car and the car ran over her leg?
Mm-hmm.
And or this, with the father carrying on like that with his son. Which was most cringing for you?
Rotten apples and rotten oranges. I think that this one was worse, though. Because the woman getting run over, you understand it. You understand the situation. It was an understandable situation. The car had to go.
Right.
But this guy did not
have to do that. On top of the hood, in front of the hood there.
Right. So that was, you know, her own fault.
Right.
But the little boy and the father, the obviously brainwashed father, you have to be brainwashed to act like that. That's just evil. It wasn't evil to run over the girl.
Right. You gotta know now that this man is possessed with something evil.
Yeah.
For him to agree to that.
But I don't think that that's God working in mysterious ways.
No, God had nothing to do with that. Was it?
I don't think the father's overloading the boy with girliness to make the boy overcome his girliness.
He is working in no way in that situation. And so what was the assignment for this week?
It was don't agree or disagree with anyone and watch what happens.
Yeah. And were you able to do that through this?
maybe I would have been able to, but I forgot about it at that point.
You forgot the assignment?
No, I didn't forget the assignment at that point, in that moment. Oh. Yes, I did. Okay, fine. Yes.
And so you forgot about what? Not to agree or disagree?
Right.
Oh.
But it does sound very nice and like a relief not to have to agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Like it would be a relief. Feels like it might be.
Why don't you give it a good try and see?
Because I'm all too forgetful, but maybe I will.
Amazing. Thank you for the super chat. Thank
you. John says, listen, learn, and live. Life is simple outside of hate. Thanks for sharing, JLP and crew.
Right on. Thank you.
Christopher gave a few memberships over on Jesse Lee Peterson channel. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse and James, hey, I don't know if you've seen the Terminator on The View. The Governator. Surprising them by not bashing President Trump about immigration, because according to him, as an immigrant, you are a guest when you come into this country. What do you think about that?
That was so interesting, Mike. It's like it was shocking to those females on The View. Those who have not seen it yet, Schwarzenegger.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger
was on The View yesterday, I guess yesterday at some point, and they were asking him about the illegals and what's happening with Trump. He's like, in short, and I don't know exactly how he said it, that they are guests in America. And in short, you should appreciate being a guest in America. And if you females didn't know what to do with that, they're like, what the? We had the wrong one on the show. That's what they were thinking. But it was amazing.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Eric gave 3 coffees. Women aren't concerned with the truth. They're concerned with how they feel. There's no truth in feelings. That's anytime a man listens to a woman, he will suffer because she gets her guidance from Satan. Women don't know God. JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Julia bought a coffee. Protesters need to get charged with jaywalking. Streets are made for cars, says Julia.
And they definitely should not be allowed to get in the middle of the road. And if people are trying to pass through, they're going to get on their cars, hit their cars, and try to punish them, taking their anger out on them. That should not be allowed. You're right, Julie.
Julia.
Julia, thank you. You're right on the money. Thank you.
Celestial Lord shares a tip saying, Jesse, look at this evil woman making their infant kids smoke pod. Have to share it with them later.
Okay, thank you.
Eric, 3 coffees with one more. There is no such thing as dating, says Eric. The devil changed the word courting to dating, removing the father, God, and allowing the daughter to be led by emotion, Satan. Dating just means casual sex, and casual sex doesn't exist.
Remember what I called courting?
Nope. I never heard of that until I was older, and some of the Christian-y Christians started talking about that.
Really?
I'd never heard of courting until later.
You heard of that, Nate, while you were growing up?
Yeah, like in movies or like Disney films or something like that.
Right on, right
on.
They
talked about people from a long time ago.
Everybody was in shelter.
Like I heard that word.
I was sheltered even from this. Dating doesn't mean having sex.
What do you mean?
It means hanging out with some gal.
Amazing. Thank you.
But thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it means nowadays, for sure. Over on Pilled Tyrannosaurus Rex says, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I got to stop there. We'll have to read more later.
Amazing. Thank you.
I need a break. But shout out, guys. Thanks.
Shout out. Let me go to Teresa out of Texas. Teresa, you're on the air. Teresa?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Teresa.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
No.
No, I cannot hear you okay.
All right. Well, I was just calling to let you know that I live in the place where they're doing that Juneteenth thing in Galveston.
Really?
Yeah, I've been here for about 12 years.
That's amazing. And so what do you think about it?
They don't do nothing.
Meaning what?
Like, they do more, put it like this, they do more for the 4th of July than anything out here.
Oh, okay. And so,
and like all the little places that they have,
mm-hmm.
like for the like black historical places, they're like all run down and ruddy looking, and and it's basically the white folks that keep everything up here.
That's amazing. And so do they have like a bunch of blacks come together at some location and pretend they're celebrating Juneteenth?
Not well.
So they literally don't do anything?
Not really.
Really?
They might have like a few people, you know, like a few, they have like maybe 2 black churches out here.
Uh-huh.
And they might have like a big picnic or a little small parade down MLK or something like that. But other than that, they do way more for the 4th of July and every other holiday than they do for Juneteenth.
That's nice. That's amazing. I didn't know that.
No, I mean, like the house that they have showing all the historical stuff for Juneteenth. I don't even know how they can keep it open. Or maybe they just keep the sign up there just to say that it's open. But I've never seen anybody go in there or anything, even on Juneteenth.
That's amazing. And so, hey, didn't you say it was a holiday?
Yeah.
You read a super chat that said it was a holiday, right?
Right. I believe that, as I recall, Biden declared it a national holiday.
Really? Did you know that, Teresa?
Yeah, but nobody pays attention to it. They don't, Jesse. They don't.
Even in the hometown where it happened.
Where it happened. It's nothing. Like I said, they do more for a bike rally in November than they do for anything else. Like, they'll do 4th of July. That's real big here. But Juneteenth, they don't do nothing.
Right on.
They might have a little few meetings here and little get-togethers there, right. You know, like, but it's mostly white folks.
Of course. White people always try to appease the blacks. Oh, man.
Or keep their areas clean or upkeep is they have a big cemetery that's supposed to be a black cemetery only. I wouldn't bury my dog out there. I mean, it looks so bad.
That's amazing. Teresa, I got to take a break. Call me again. Okay. I appreciate it. The hate news coming up. You're welcome. Back in a moment. Hate news.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Pray for the Indonesians. They are getting a whole bunch of volcanic activity from this one volcano, I guess. It's one, I think, only one. It keeps on erupting on them. Keeps on killing people, too. It's terrible. And other stuff going on in the world, including David Attenborough. He's like an Englishman. Like 99 years old, talking about what we've done to the ocean floor is terrible. And I don't know what we've done to the ocean floor, but it might be terrible. I don't know. Or is he kind of a dumb liberal, even though he's a 99-year-old man? So we should respect him. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And speaking of men, hour three on Wednesdays is Manhood Hour coming right up. It's Wednesday, June 18th. AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, who will be right back. We'll get to more of your super chats. Thanks, guys, for hanging tight in there. DLive crew and more. But after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. That's my show. I'm live. And I'll have a guest, is the plan. Third Rail with Omar. Pardon me, I spit a little. Omar is a Yemeni Muslim American man who came here into New York. He's a New Yorker as well. At a very young age, businessman, and he likes to take your calls and fight with y'all. He has fun, and we have fun with him. So do catch the Hake Report if you so please. No biggie. And then after the Hake Report, right after Hake, American Anchor Baby. Catch him live 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. every day, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, not at 11 because he's live right after the Fallen State. But and tomorrow is the Women's Forum, ladies, on Juneteenth. Shout out. Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, practically every Thursday. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com/events. It's at 7 p.m. at Bond here in Los Angeles, not recorded, not streamed, so no Zoom, nothing like that, okay? In person only. Nice. rebuildingtheman.com/events. After months of negotiations, the so-called Senate passed the Genius Act, all caps, genius, probably stands for some silly acronym, right? I'm calling it silly, I don't know. A bipartisan, which usually means evil, am I right? I don't know. Piece of legislation that aims to create a framework for regulating stablecoins, a specific type of cryptocurrency. Stablecoins tied to the value of another asset, such as the U.S. dollar, which is tied to what? I don't know. Or gold. One stablecoin could be like worth a dollar. I don't know. Despite the bill's passage, Democrats concerned it doesn't place sufficient guardrails on stablecoins, particularly since World Liberty Financial, company tied to Trump family, has issued their own stablecoin. So they're like, oh, conflict of interest. Anyway, Indonesia volcano Mount Liwotobi. Laki Laki. Liwotobi. Laki Laki. Or Laki Laki. Pardon my butchering of the name, Indonesians. Erupted Tuesday, sending an enormous ash column into the sky over the tourist island of Flores, in south central Indonesia. The eruption could be seen more than 90 miles away, causing the delay. Explain that, flat earthers. Shout out. Or the causing the delay or cancellation of dozens of flights to and from the island of Bali, B-A-L-I, not to be confused with Mali in Africa. The 5,197-foot twin volcano erupted again this morning, spewing a smaller ash cloud, but still big. With such activity, officials decided to evacuate residents in two nearby villages last November. The volcano erupted multiple times, killing 9 people and injuring dozens more, according to Commie Nonsense. Whatever. And Florida Panthers, back-to-back National Hockey League champions, by the way. And so congratulations, they beat somebody. And Trump is helping save TikTok or giving them more time. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today already. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77 Jesse. My biblical question for this week: what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Amazing question. It really is. Know thyself, folks, if you want to be free. Or you cannot pay attention to self and stay in misery. When you pay attention to self, when you know that self, you're going to be shocked at what's going on inside of you. That you're literally living in a prison. All in the name of Jesus. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the shows if you're not able to just sit and watch, but you want to hear what's going on as it is happening. You can do that on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-605-615-4131. Not 3-5, but 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App or buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. It's Wednesday. And we take all calls. But Wednesday, last hour, has always and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I'm just so scared. I'm 74 years old. I worry about everything. And I just am so scared and upset. And I don't understand why people voted for this person.
Where are all the men?
Where's my kid? I was just so scared. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. So I'm being told that we were talking about the so-called Juneteenth thing. So according to this report, in the last hour, just in case you're wondering, according to this report, the holiday commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Specifically recognized June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers informed enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, of their freedom under the Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, Lord, somebody just sent me a bunch of stuff, and they made that go down. Hold on. Galveston, Texas, of their freedom under the Emancipation Proclamation. That's from Wikipedia. And then Joe Biden signed the legislation on June 17, 2021, making Juneteenth a federal holiday, especially named after Juneteenth, National Independence Day. PBS. This marked the first new federal holiday in the United States since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was established back in 1986. That's from Brave AI. What a mess! What a mess. Listen, guys, and this is the truth. You, men, were not created to be a fear. You was created to be of love. You men, all men, were created to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And unfortunately, that light is gone out. And because of that, you cannot see what's going on inside of yourself and outside, inside of others, because you have a life of fear. You have fear. You have anger, which means evil. Anyone that has anger is evil, and anyone that's evil is asleep and don't know it. You don't know that you're asleep. And in your sleep, in your slumber, you have fear. Because anyone that has anger has fear. And for that reason, you're not able to be the light of the world, to be that example, to love the world in the way that Christ loved you, meaning in it, but not of it. And the ladies need you to be right, to be the light. But ladies, and since the light is out in the man, your father, your boyfriend, your cousin, your male friends and things like that, you don't have to wait on that. You can find the light on your own. Matter of fact, you have no other choice, really. Don't hate the man for being weak. He cannot help it. But you seek the kingdom of God and his right way for yourself, because you're responsible for overcoming your own misery, your own hell. And no man, no money, no marriage, no children, nothing can change that. You can have 995,000 babies, and if you're not forgiving your mother or your father, you're still going to be miserable. You're going to live in your imagination, and you're going to look for love in all the wrong places. But men, males, you can become men when you start working on you. You got to forgive your mothers. Every male and female got to forgive their mothers. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit in order to be free. Otherwise, you're just going to be earthy. You're going to be asleep. You're going to be walking dead. Your eyes open, breathing, but barely. And you'll be asleep. And you will walk in fear. Man, you are given the responsibility to lead the way and not be a part of the problem. And that was known in the good old days. But you've allowed this so-called women's movement thing to happen, and they have completely taken over now. And your mothers have set you up. All mothers, it doesn't matter the color, have set you up to fail in life. They want the women controlling you, and they want to control you, and they cannot help it. It's in the blood. It's in the nature. And they can't help it until they overcome it. You can either have peace on earth, and you can, and don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Anyone that tell you that you cannot have perfect peace on earth, they are telling you that because they're in hell. They're telling you that because they're miserable. And they don't believe it's possible to have perfect peace on earth. So they're telling you that you cannot have it either. And they say, well, Jesus was angry. The next Christian tell you that Jesus was angry, you run. That's your enemy. And they're using Jesus to stay in darkness. Jesus was the light of the world. How can the light be of darkness? Think about that. How can the light be of darkness? And they think just because Jesus turned over the tables and whatever, they thought he was mad because they're mad. They think he has the same nature or had the same nature they have. Human nature is evil. And they can't turn over the table unless they're mad. You notice how you can't be what you call honest with people unless you're angry? Same thing. I want you to know that I'm going to get to your calls here. You can drop the anger. You don't have to be angry. But if you think that anger is natural and somehow or another you just got to control it, which you can't, then you're going to hold on to another false identity. And you will always be miserable because anger is evil. It's not of the nature of love, of the light, of truth. But you can be free. You don't have to live this way. You do not have to live in this. And there are men and women coming out of it. And every human being, there's not one. And these people with the degrees, They have a bachelor, master, PhD, double PhD, and all that math mess. They lost. All they have is an expensive piece of paper and no insight at all, no common sense. And you look to them for advice. And all the only thing that happens when you do that, you get deeper into darkness. I counsel with men and women all the time who have spent tons of money on counselors. And all they got was misery, more misery. And then they give you medication because they don't have the answer. But you got to look within. And it has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with male or female. It's spiritual. Good versus evil. And you've been lied to. And every human being is possessed by evil until they overcome. And that evil makes you think and do things that you can't even imagine. And you wonder, I don't know why I did that, you say. Well, what made me yell at my kids like that? What made me be so mean to my wife or the husband? Something else is driving you. What made me, they say, get into a car, drive to other people's homes, and kill them in some cases and try to kill them in other cases? What is driving me to make me do that? What made me want to protect illegal aliens, knowing that they broke the law? And you know that they need to be sent back because it's wrong. But what made me think, you ask, what made me go out and protest, knowing that it's wrong? You've been driven by evil. You are possessed. Whether you accept it or not, you're not in charge. You're not your own person. You never will be. It's impossible. It can't happen. And evil is causing your own parents to hate you. They have no love for you. They have set you up because they had no love. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And then the teachers and the experts and everybody add on to it. They pile on it and keep you in hell because you refuse to know yourself. There is another reality. There's another world inside. There is a kingdom of heaven. It's called. And there is perfect peace. And there's nothing in life that you cannot overcome. Zero. There's nothing you cannot overcome if you want to. And the only reason that you don't overcome it, you don't want to. That's the only reason. The only reason anyone holds on to anger, you want to be angry. You love the thrill of it. But you say you don't. You're like, this is too painful. Like that woman was crying. Oh, I'm so scared. Oh, and then she get a thrill from crying like that all her life. And then she cried. In the same way you cry when the party ends. And now you got to go home. Either by yourself or you got to go home to that nasty husband or nasty wife. And then you cry. Because you don't want to go home. You can overcome all that if you want to. And I promise you, you can. But you got to take charge of your own life. You got to work on you, men and women. And it requires the same thing for the women as it does for the men. You got to forgive your mother. Ain't no such thing as a good mother. You can bank on that one. No such thing as a good mother. I'll give you an example of being controlled by evil. Some of you may have heard of the Minnesota assassin man. He went around, according to the report, shot up a few people. APS reported that the man suspected of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounded another has been taken into custody. Two law enforcement officers said, bring an end to a nearly two-day search that put the state on edge. Watch this from WKYC. Watch this.
After more than 40 hours on the run, tactical teams close in, capturing Vance Belter overnight.
There's no question that this is the largest manhunt in the state's history.
Federal, state, and local agencies searching for the man they say murdered State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and in a separate attack, severely injuring State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Bullet holes from that shooting visible through their front door. The break in the case came Sunday afternoon. Officers locating an abandoned car Belter is suspected of using after the attacks in a rural area about 50 miles southwest of Minneapolis and just minutes from his home. Then, after a tip from a resident, honing in, tracking, and surrounding Belter.
The suspect crawled to law enforcement teams and was placed under arrest at that point in time.
Amazing, huh? That man didn't just wake up one day, oh, I have such a good life. Let me go out and kill somebody. Anger influences that. And every human being who has not overcome anger is capable of the same thing. When you are mad at one another, when you're mad at others, when you want revenge, when you play games, when you're shy, it's the same thing. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit. When you want to kill the man's children in the womb, it's the same spirit. And the spirit give you excuses of why you're doing it. Oh, you're doing it because it's your body, your choice. It tells you that and you believe it, and then it laughs at you. When this guy, according to the report, was taken into custody, the man was armed. Watch this.
There was no use of force by any member of law enforcement.
Agents say Belter was armed when he was taken into custody. A criminal complaint unsealed after his arrest shows police found at least three AK-47 rifles, a 9mm pistol, and a kill list in his car, a ballistic vest, mask, and police-style badge on the ground outside the vehicle. Evidence and what police stress is still an open and active investigation.
Now begins the hard work of looking at what the motive is, looking at putting this case together.
As the Twin Cities struggle with overwhelming loss.
Amazing, huh? It's the same spirit that causes you to want to get revenge against others. You're no different. You're a murderer. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. Why do you think you destroy your children's souls? You're a murderer. You have anger. But you can change from that. It doesn't have to stay that way. What a mess, huh? It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with male or female. It has nothing to do with what religion you belong to, except that you have identified with the religion. All identities are evil. It has nothing to do with something. Hate is telling me, but I don't know what that is. And Derek not telling me in my ear. It's all spiritual, folks. What? Hey, tell Darryl what that word is. He don't know either. Oh, political side. Oh, he misspelled the word. What? Hey, trying to set Darryl and I up because we black. He trying to make us sound worse than we already sound. What the? And then he laughed. It had nothing to do with conservative or liberal. You need to do what you want. I recommend you drop all identities. Drop them. They're keeping you in the darkness. They're keeping you in the darkness. And I know most people love the darkness. That's why they won't go into the light. I wanted to give you another You thought, you know, this guy been accused of going to people's house and killing them. It's no different than this Uber driver, Amazon driver, not Uber, Amazon driver. Here's a video of an Amazon driver who sprayed a loose doll with some pepper spray, and the doll owner took issue with it. I want you to see Eva at work and the owner. Watch this.
Been loose. It should have been. It should have been in the house. It was loose. What the do you want? Are you dumb?
Hey.
I don't. You. I don't
you
have
don't
to watch.
Need
who are you? Who the are you? Who the are you?
You ain't gonna need to talk to people like this.
What you think?
You don't need to be talking to people. Well,
then
like
who are you? Who are you?
Can you just tell me what you sprayed on her though? Because I can smell something. I just want to know what it is so it doesn't hurt my dog.
Well, your dog shouldn't be loose.
What'd you spray on?
Your door shouldn't be loose. That's all for it. It should have been in the house. It should have been in the house. It should have been in the house. What do y'all not understand about leaving a door just loose on the yard?
It's not in the house.
It's behind an invisible fence.
It's outside. That's loose.
You need to check.
I can talk however the f*** I want to talk, and you ain't going to do s*** about me.
No.
Come on, let's go.
Well, then go in the house. I can talk however I want to talk. Who going
to
make me stop it?
I'm not
ain't nobody gonna make me stop. No. That's the point. It doesn't matter. Your dog should have been in the house.
You shouldn't be spraying shit on dogs.
Come
you
come
shouldn't
on.
Be spraying
yeah,
shit on dogs.
Yeah, y'all should go.
Come on, let's go.
It's Day Shield scented. What is that?
It doesn't matter. Your dog shouldn't be loose.
What a mess. Devils fighting on both sides. And white people, let me tell you something that you might not know. And you might know. Black people don't love dogs like y'all. What's up? Black people love those mean dogs that fight. Those little bulldog-looking things. And they only love those dogs because they're angry like the blacks. Bulldog, pit bull, whatever they are. But black people don't love dogs. So y'all need to be trying to hold your dog close to you when you're walking by. I remember the other day, I would come out of the post office. And some white lady had a dog, and she had this long leash on the dog, just let the dog run all over everything. And the dog ran over to me and barked. I'm like, get back! Don't let your dog be. Black people don't love dogs. What dog? You have made a dog into human in your mind, and you think you're getting love from dog, and you're not. So just watch it. Have your little dogs. But just know black people don't like dogs, so don't be thinking they're going to rub that dog saying how cute it is. Now, that doesn't justify this anger here, this fighting over it, that's for sure. It's a spiritual battle, folks. I want you to listen to how this Iranian immigrant is in a Trump T-shirt, in a Trump shirt. Shut down a confrontational left at the gym. Watch this on X.
I'm at the gym minding my own business. This older white guy comes up to me pointing to my shirt. And he said, let me talk to you real quick. So I walk over there. I'm like, what's up, man? He said, you shouldn't be wearing that shirt right now. You're going to offend a lot of people. I was like, who? Who am I going to offend? He said, immigrants. I start laughing. I'm like, I'm an immigrant. I support the president. He's like, no, you're not. I was like, yeah, born and raised in Iran, man. He gets all confused and he's like, well, how about the soldiers, military's being deployed to target protesters? I was like, I like law and order too. I like stores that are not looted. I like taxi cabs that are not burned. And he's like, well, a lot of people in the military don't. They're speaking out. They're walking away. And I was like, well, guess what, man? I'm a veteran too. And the first thing they teach you in the military that you obey the chain of command. And guess who's at the top of that chain? It's the commander in chief, the president of the United States.
I rest my case. And here are his final words on this from us. Watch this.
So I told him this. If you are talking about immigrants, you're wrong. You're talking about illegal immigrants. I spent 3 years in a refugee camp in Turkey, waited my turn with no source of education, no source of income, because we knew what was on the other side. And when we got here, we didn't raise the Iranian flag. We raised the American flag and the Texas flag, and we still do today. So you're not talking about immigrants. You're talking about illegal immigrants, those people who invaded this country. And anybody in the military that have a problem with this, or like this guy, or those foreigners that are raising the foreign flag, you all are more than welcome to get the hell out and go find another place.
I rest my case. But what's interesting to me, whether it's the right side or the left side, where did the people get this idea from that they can come over to you and tell you what you should or should not have on? Think about that. You're at the gym and you have on a Trump shirt, Trump hat or whatever. Somebody at the gym, because they don't like Trump, they think they can go over to you and tell you you should not have that on. That's mind blowing to me. I'm like, how are you going to tell me what I should or should not have on? Or how I should or should not vote? Or you get mad at me about it. You get mad about it. And you think you're right. That's evil. Why don't you live a life without anger? If possible. It is possible and it can be done. You don't have to be angry. Anger is evil. 888-77. Nick, what do you think about that? This is the anger baby. That somebody can come over to you and say to you, a grown man, you should have on a Trump shirt.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when you were talking.
Think about that. They walk over and say, you shouldn't have that on.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that as you were saying that. I'm like, where in the world could you do that? Like, where in the world could you do that and it would be okay? And I'm thinking, I don't think you could do that anywhere. Even if the law says it's okay, I think you would be correct everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
It's insane. And this guy, he looked like he's not from America. How come that person, if that's true, how come they couldn't tell you from somewhere else? And he says he loves America. And he's right about those illegal aliens. They got to go. When I come back, your phone calls and super chat. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It's not physical at all. Zero. Quick break. Back in a moment. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and Stretch Off on Peeled. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Somebody, I want to feel the heat with somebody, somebody who loves me, somebody who... Welcome back. The Hate Report is coming up at the top of this hour. And Hate has a guest today, Omar from, Hake?
Third Rail with Omar.
Third Rail with Omar. And they're going to be talking about the war. Oh, God, not yours, Lord, not the war. At 9 a.m., you don't want to miss it. And Omar is a Muslim, right?
That's right.
And is he for Israel or against Israel? Do you know?
He's not for the he's anti-Zionist, I think.
No, I'm talking about Israel.
Right. Same thing, I think, kind of.
What do you mean?
Whatever. He's not really for Israel.
Is there a difference between Israel, the country, and Israel, the different religious people in the country? So every Jew ain't no Zionist, right?
Right.
And so when I say Israel, am I talking about the state, the country itself, or the religion?
You're mainly talking about the country.
Yes. Because when I'm talking about it, and I love Israel, I don't be thinking about the religion thing. But you said Zionist.
That's what they bring up. I don't know.
That the head of the Iran thing country.
Yeah, the supreme leader.
Yeah, he said something like, I don't know exactly how he put it, so I'm quoting a little bit, but not all the way, that concerning this war thing, if America should get deeper into this war thing, something like, he said, they're going to go after the Zionists. They're like, what the? And so I thought they were going after Israel, but they want the Zionists, not Israel.
No, they're going after Israel and America.
Yeah, they hate America.
Yeah.
But anyway, the hate report is coming up. He has a guest, Omar, at 9 a.m. You don't want to, you just heard some little hints. Oh, it's going to be on fire at 9 a.m. And then at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. No guests today, but the American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right? And then don't forget to support us. Nonprofit, everything, when you buy the coffee and everything, you go right back to Barn. All right? So make a donation without me having to ask. And thank you all, you're doing it without me. But some people have to remind, go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right. I do appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to first time caller out of Wisconsin. Is it Drogen? What is it there? Drogen. Drogen. Whatever. I'm sorry about messing up your name. You're on the air out of Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, buddy. You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I've listened to you for a while, and I enjoy your show, and I enjoy your content. And I'm happy to finally make it through to you. I've been on hold for a few times, but I had to get off the line because I had to go to work. Right. But anyways, I'm glad to finally say that I appreciate everything you do, and I'm glad to finally get to talk to you.
Right on.
But I called to say that a lot of things that you say about Trump. Now, when it comes to Trump and when it comes to our so-called elected officials, it's come to my attention, and I think that a lot of people are going to come to find this out, that ultimately elections are fake. None of that is real. It's all political theater. And in the end, the left-right paradigm is what they keep us in, to keep us addicted to the political theater while they secretly push the real agendas behind the lines. And we will see that ultimately it will lead us to, what the Bible has told us in Revelations happens, which is the New World Order. But if we can walk away just with one bit of knowledge, is to understand that elections are fake and they are basically lying to everybody.
When you say fake, are you saying that they don't happen?
No, they do happen. They do happen.
When you say fake, what do you mean by fake?
Fake means that the winners are predetermined. Trump was predetermined to win. There's no elections. There's only selections. They run elections as political theater.
And who predetermined that degree where I hope she'll win?
Well, that's the people who really make the decisions behind, you know, behind the curtains, the people that we don't see.
And how will you prove that Trump were predetermined? What's the proof, and who were the people? What's your proof that that was not,
well,
that somebody already done it, even though everybody, the media and the Democrats fought desperately to keep Trump from winning? What's your proof? And you may be right. I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but what's your proof that for Trump it was predetermined? Give me the proof.
Because the agendas that are being pushed forward are being pushed forward behind the smoke screen. The smoke screen is the election. The smoke screen is all the talking points that they've always been talking about the whole time. There really are no elections. The thing about
it is... Stay close to your phone.
Yeah, can you hear me well?
I can, yes. Go ahead. But give me the proof that it was predetermined for Trump. Not, not just say stuff that you believe happened, which may or may not have happened, but give me the proof that for Trump, it was predetermined that he should win. Give me the proof of that.
Okay. The proof is when you see the things that are happening behind the smoke screen that are never talked about, like 9/11, like Plum Island, like
Trump,
all the military.
Were Trump in the White House during 9/11?
No.
I'm talking about now when Trump is, now that the Great White Hope is in the White House. Give me the proof that it was predetermined that he would become president.
Right. It's the same system, though, Jesse. The system has not changed. All we have is a new mascot.
I know, but you're not giving me the proof. And I'm not saying that you're right or wrong, but I'm just asking, where is the proof that Trump was predetermined that Trump would win? Tell me the proof of that.
Well, that's the whole thing, Jesse, is they give us a left and they give us a right, right? They call it the left ring and the white wing.
Right.
Well, that's the left wing and the right wing of the same entity. It's the same entity.
But you're telling me things I hear all the time, but you're not telling me the proof that Trump was predetermined.
Well, the proof is for everybody to see for themselves. And what I'm telling you,
but how you see it, though, what's the proof that you see? The proof that you see that Trump was predetermined to win?
Well, put it to you this way. Trump is an actor. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Am I not right on that?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, he's an actor, just like Ronald Reagan was an actor. All these people are predetermined to win. They don't really have any power.
But you're just saying something, but you're not giving me any proof.
Well, by me showing you my observations, that's the only proof that I can show you.
No, you need more proof than ever, because you could be seeing illusions.
Well, then let's talk about it together and figure it out. But when I
let
you know that...
You say what now?
The information that I'm giving you is, you know, we can talk about it and determine if it's true or false.
But all that I'm asking for is proof, not just sayings, you know, because everybody, a lot of people say what you're saying. I hear it all the time, but no one seems to have the proof.
What would you consider full-blown proof of this? More than Trump was on TV just a few years ago wrestling in a ring with Vince McMahon on WWF, but now he's saving the world?
Those are the people that voted for him. They love him. But you still not, because of time, you still not giving me any proof that Trump, you're just giving me ideas about what you think happened, but you're not giving me proof that Donald Trump, this time around, it was predetermined that he would win. You're not giving me any proof.
You'll see as we march forward into war and into AI governance, none of that is going to stop. He's bringing out his own phones now, which has artificial intelligence on the phone itself.
So you don't have any proof then, huh?
Well, I'm letting you know that you can look this up yourself. He's releasing his own
phone. Everybody, you're just like maids. Everybody, they make statements and they tell us to look it up. We don't have time. But one more time. Give me proof. Not what you think, or not AI, what they do, what they're in there, but give me the proof that Donald Trump was predetermined to win.
The proof is that nothing's going to change. That's the proof.
But things have already changed. Do you know that it's being reported that in May, not one illegal alien crossed the border into the country?
That's not
one.
Going to change anything.
Whereas under the last administration, they had thousands crossing the border in the month of May.
The illegal aliens is the smokescreen, Jesse. That's the smokescreen, which is the distraction. You're talking about the distraction. The people who want you distracted run distractions. You're talking about the distraction.
They do distract you, but you still didn't tell me one last time, and then I'm going to have to run because of time. You still didn't give me any proof that it was predetermined that Trump should win.
Well, verbally, I can give you everything, every truth possible. Like you said, I think it was a day or two ago, truth is truth. It doesn't need you to agree with
it. But you haven't given me any evidence that Trump was predetermined. You haven't said, well, here's a board called Trump gonna win, and we're gonna make sure he win, and here where they are, here's what they do. You haven't given me anything. You realize that, right?
Well, the proof, what I'm trying to tell you is the proof is the AI governance. That's the proof. If you want one piece of information that's a proof, it's pushing forward AI governance to
But you're talking about the action of the people. You're not talking about
Trump. No, that's government controlled. That's government controlled.
And
that's what they're
pushing
for.
We know that, but you still, I got to run, but call me again when you're not working, and maybe then you'll have the proof that Trump was predetermined to win, and not just the hearsay.
Well, the proof is all the presidents, you know, in the past 30 years have been placed in there.
Maybe
just to push
you mean,
agenda.
If I can help you out a little bit, maybe you mean it doesn't matter who wins. The government's still going to control us. AI is still going to work, going to be, and all that. Maybe you mean that, right?
That's another great way of saying it.
See, I helped
either
you.
Either way.
So now you don't need any proof about
a
predetermined thing.
Well, it is predetermined because the presidents have no power. So elections truly don't matter.
But Trump has power, buddy. What manner of man? Did you vote for Trump?
I voted for Trump twice, but not this time around because I realized that it's just.
Did you vote for Kamala?
No, I would never vote Democrat. Come on, no.
Hey,
but it's unfortunate because they're playing a game
question.
On the American people.
Oh, you want a question?
Yeah.
Okay. He wrote it down, but he doesn't want to tell you, Beta. He want to know why. Would they need Trump to win or lose if everything's going to happen the same way?
Because if the American people found out that elections were fake, we would no longer follow any of their.
That's not an answer, man. I got to run, though. Call me again, only because of time, all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's great talking to you, though.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to JC, a first-time caller out of Vegas. JC, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, howdy, sir.
Hey, JC.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Someone from my church actually told me about your show last year, and I started watching, and we're kind of neighbors. We're only one state away.
Right on.
I started freedom fighting really, really hard about 4 years ago. I got saved by Jesus Christ when I was incarcerated in 2009.
Everybody find Jesus in jail.
It's been a long
If y'all want to find Jesus, go to jail. What?
Yeah.
What's a freedom fighter?
Well, you know, really comes from the scripture. And my pastor and at that time started preaching about all these stuff going on. Like they, and it started like he started educating us. You know, I basically started getting educated around 2015 when the Supreme Court was trying to get us to stop praying in Jesus' name. And then the homosexual books were coming out around 2015. And I started noticing that, man, there was a very aggressive attack on Christianity and our religious freedoms. And then in 2020.
But because of Ty, what's a freedom fighter?
A freedom fighter?
You say you became a freedom fighter, right? Freedom fighter.
Yes, fighting for our God-given freedoms through the Constitution and from the Bible. And my question, too, about, like, manhood, because I still feel like a young man.
How old are you?
I just turned 36, sir.
Okay. Right on. Go ahead. What about manhood?
And so and I saw you on Primetime show last night, too. And awesome job
Alex
there.
Oh, Stein.
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah,
Alex is amazing. Friend. Yeah, y'all check out Alex Stein's show. It was fun doing that.
I saw you like yesterday. So, but the topic today, I guess, is manhood and how, you know, and I do need help with my own manhood. And so I actually do think your show's helping us with that, the young men, because, you know, I didn't have a father. I mean, anyways, that's another story. But
and so you we want to become about, a man?
I've heard you talk about being like hate and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And just want to get your perspective because God hates certain things, you know, like
God doesn't hate Bible, anything.
God hates, the Bible says in Proverbs, God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
But there is no hate in God. It's all love. When he said hate, evil. He doesn't mean what human beings feel. It's not the same kind of stuff.
It's not the same, and he's holy, so it's not even, and we're unholy, so it's kind of, it's not the same, you know,
right.
And trying to come into grips with that, and when our, say, our constitutional rights are violated,
but
and I'm kind
of
on the
JC, because yes. of time, you want to become a man?
Yes.
You got to forgive your mother.
Yeah, I want to be more of a man. I want to be more of a man.
You got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image.
Yes, sir.
You have become like your mother. So all those thoughts and emotions you have is the exact thoughts and emotion that a woman has. So you got to overcome your mother and return to your father. And when that happens, you will become a man because your mindset would change. You will have a clear mind. You will have all the emotions would be gone. You will no longer have the nature of your mother. You got to go and forgive her for what she's done to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you done that? You said you're a Christian and you're a freedom fighter.
Well, man, I hear you say this to like every guy. I think you were telling Alex the same thing last night, too.
Yeah.
You know,
why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
Well, I don't really agree. I mean, forgiveness. I think I have. I mean, my mom, she came at me on Sunday. My mom's a little bit loony, okay?
All mothers are loony.
my mother, you know, so I love my mom.
No, you don't.
I have a,
you don't love your mother.
Why do you
if
say
you
that?
Love you, if you loved her, you will forgive her.
But how do you know that I haven't forgiven her?
Because you haven't gone and told her.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we
no.
dealt. My mom and I, we dealt with this many years ago.
No, you have not apologized to your mother for resenting her for what she's done to you.
Mm.
And why not?
No, we have. My mom and I literally had this conversation.
You may have had a conversation about forgiveness, but you have not told her, "I'm wrong for resenting you for turning me." Recreating me in your image and turning me away from my father. You have not told your mother that.
Yeah, I don't think we dealt with that part.
And why not?
So, yes, we
how
dealt
would
with
God
we have forgi- dealt with a lot.
How would God forgive you if you don't go and forgive your mother? How will you be forgiven?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate your perspective.
That was a question.
Yeah. Right. No, well, yeah, right. God cannot forgive us without forgiving our own mothers. That is true.
He said before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. You're never going to know God until you forgive. You know about God. You read about him. You have ideas about him. But you don't know God. You just know about him. And knowing about God is not going to get you into the kingdom. You got to forgive, man. You got to face your mother. And you shall become a man when you forgive your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and also the example of other men that are like the examples that the older generation has left for us. I am personally kind of upset with that.
But you don't need that. You need to forgive. Because if every man around you had done this and they were free, if you don't go and forgive, you're still going to be enslaved. It's not going to help you at all, not one iota. Because it's spiritual, and you need the spirit of the Father to guide, to cause you to overcome. I want you to call me back if you can tomorrow, because I'm out of time, and I want to deal with this. Are you able to call me back?
Man, I will try. We'll see if the God opens that door, man, and let's pray that I can even talk to my mom this evening, and we can try to have that conversation.
And don't tiptoe around your mother. You let her know, I have been resenting you all in my life because you turned, and I'm just giving you clues. You turned me away from my father. I think and feel like you now, you recreated me. I realize now you can't help it because she can't. Her mother did it to her. And your mother hate men. She hate God. She hate life. And so you're just like her. But once you forgive her, all that's going to change for you. If she apologizes, fine. If she doesn't, fine. You forgive and God will forgive you.
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. We'll have a great day, man.
Okay.
God bless.
You too, buddy. Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Over on DLive. Nate says Mexicans love Mexico but won't live there. What the?
I know. What a mess.
Elijah, Juneteenth, the black replacement for Father's Day. Indeed.
Amazing.
Celebs and influencers, kids, trans, sacrifice to Satan, says Elijah.
What a mess, huh?
Yep. Karen says, yay, yo, howdy do, Jesse Lee, the distance? In the biblical question between her and Christ.
Right.
Evil in my heart used to make me believe Jesus was far from me. He's always been in my heart, helping me to defeat that evil.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, how can the caller yesterday not understand the comparison of Trump to Jesus? Pence, one of his disciples, betrayed Trump. The lawyers in the Georgia election case denied Trump. They tried to crucify Trump, and Trump is turning over the money tables in D.C. I rest my case.
What? Nah, thank you.
Elijah with a diamond. No King's Day was funded, he says, or organized, I saw, by Ezra Levin and Leah Greenberg.
Where's the proof of that?
It was on the internet. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, just got on the internet, too. Huh? All right. Thank you, though. It may be true. I'm not saying it's not, but thank you.
Samantha, three coffees, the B question. I don't have a close or far distance with Christ because he lived in the past and I know about him by stories in a book. The story, he made it possible to be reborn in the Father. Because of that, I believed it. Appreciate what he's done. And on and on, he showed the path, my responsibility to follow it.
Thank you. And I put my two cents on Sunday. To Aiden, the first time call out of Texas. Maze. Hey, Maze, out of Dayton, Ohio. Ardeen out of Colorado, and the call is coming in. I am out of time. I'm so out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday already, and the women's meeting tomorrow night. So I have to be back tomorrow. Work on yourself, men and women. Work on as an individual, and the hell with the world. Let the world go to hell. Straight to hell. Let them go to hell, and don't you be bothered by it. Period. That's what love is. And we'll finish up the Super Chat tomorrow. We didn't get to them all. And thank you all for the super chat. I do appreciate it. Hank is coming up now. He has a guest. And then the American Acme. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent a JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. Reportedly, supposedly, usually. TheHakeReport.com, and I appreciate it. Thank you kindly, everybody.